And the Iranian president believes unilateral sanctions against Iran over its nuclear energy program are detrimental to the European Union's interests. In a meeting with the Finnish foreign minister in Tehran, Hassan Rouhani said the sanctions run counter to international regulations. He added Tehran will continue bypassing such illegal sanctions against Iran. He further noted that Tehran is ready to continue talks with the P5+1 countries until a final and fair deal is reached. Rouhani once again underlined Iran's readiness, saying Iran's red lines, saying that the country's defense capability, including missiles, are not negotiable. The Finnish foreign minister, in turn, expressed Finland's support for the ongoing nuclear negotiations. He said the negotiations should lead to a win-win deal. Joining us on the line from Boston is author and political scientist Kaveh Afrasiabi. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Afrasiabi. Now, just recently, the U.S. Expanded its sanctions list to include 25 Iranian individuals and companies. Of course, it's seen as contrary to the spirit of the Geneva deal between Iran and the P5+1. I was wondering what you make of the timing of it, just before Iran and the P5+1 are supposed to sit down for negotiations on a long-term comprehensive nuclear agreement. Do you think the West is again adopting its carrot and stick policy?
Well, unfortunately, that appears to be the case, and the U.S. sending a very clear signal about its intention to play hardball at the upcoming nuclear talks that are due to commence, next day or so in Brussels, followed by, multilateral talks on the sideline of the U.N. General Assembly Summit in New York later this month. So it seems that, the U.S. has set back the process of negotiations by its very counterproductive approach that has angered the Iranians and Iranian authorities, beginning with President Rouhani and Foreign Minister Zarif, have made no secret of the strong unhappiness with these new measures, coercive measures, that have deepened mistrust between Iran and the United States. So the United States is really going the wrong direction and harming its own interests because it undermines the prospect of cooperation, not just on nuclear, but a host of other issues of mutual interest between Iran and the United States.
Right, so Mr. Afrasiabi, why does the West continue to adopt such a policy? Because if history is any judge, it shows Iran has never caved into pressure from foreign powers. And also, we've just heard President Rouhani saying these sanctions are illegal and saying that Iran will continue to bypass them.
Well, the United States is a complex country with different political factions, and there are reasons to believe that President Obama is catering to the hawkish factions, particularly those in the U.S. Congress, that are pushing for harsher measures against Iran. So by appeasing those right-wing politicians and so forth, President Obama has forfeited his, stance on engagement with Iran, basically, and taking the wrong direction that is not conducive for a breakthrough in the nuclear talks.
Okay, we'll keep a close eye on the situation. Author and political scientist Kaveh Afrasiabi there, joining us on the line from Boston. Mr. Afrasiabi, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.